Hey, Abel, look here. Mum has bought a flower for us to plant it in our garden.
How so?
A flower in a paper bag? I guess it must rather be a bulb. What about going out and planting it right now?
Great! But we should get dressed first.
Both Abel and Belina put warm clothes on before going out, a cap and boots. Then Abel goes for his shovel and wheelbarrow in the garage.
Dad gave me the gardening gloves, which were in the drawer, Belina says.
Where shall we plant our flower?
She must be in a sunny place all day long in order to get light and warmth.
These are the instructions I read on the paper bag.
Mm-hmm. How about planting it right here?
Great. I'm going to dig a hole for our bulb.
Ouch! Stop it, Abel. You've been throwing away earth right into my face.
Moreover, we'll need some later on to fill up our hole.
You're right. I'm so sorry. That hadn't occurred to me.
I didn't know digging a hole would be so tiring.
Here is a perfect hole. Let's go and plant our bulb.
Belina gently opens the paper bag and takes out the small white bulb. She puts it into the hole most delicately.
Here we are. Let's cover it up gradually with earth.
While you'll be doing so, I'll go for water to spray over it.
As a matter of fact, carrying a watering can isn't that easy. Abel has filled it up to the brim and tells to himself, "Next time I won't do it that way and will only get half of it. The can will be less heavy to carry, and I won't get soaked with water."
Here is something to drink, little bulb.
Not too much. It might get rotten.
You think that's enough, Belina?
A bit more?
Abel wonders why the flower doesn't grow out. Maybe for lack of water?
Now, be patient, Abel. It requires time, light, warmth and water for a plant to grow.
I won't see her today?
No, but be patient and don't worry. Time goes fast.
Let's pick up the empty paper bag.
I advise as well you to go and change clothes if you don't plan to catch a cold.
This was one more story of Abel and Belina. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.